We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back in Tuesday edition of Fesco in the Morning, along with Bob Fesco, Ryan Witkowski, I'm Josh Klingler. It is a glorious day because Kansas and Missouri are going to play hoops again. A six-year contract beginning next season, December 12th, 2020, at Sprint Center. First regular season meeting between the two since 2012. They'll play at both campuses twice, and bookended by Sprint Center matchups as well. We're going to get back to it, Fesco.
Yeah, first time since this nice block by Thomas Robinson.
They're going into Pressey. 8 seconds to play. Pressey across midcourt. 5 seconds. Pressey drives. Shot block.
There it is. Shot blocked. A clean block by Thomas Robinson.
It was wonderful.
In the final game played between the two teams at Allen Fieldhouse.
See, and now we know where you stand. We're going to talk to both athletic directors who were involved in getting this thing done.
Did you need me to say that to know where I stood?
No, I mean, not really. Jeff Long of Kansas, the athletic director. Jim Sterk, the athletic director at Missouri. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. We'll start first with Jim. Your thoughts from the Missouri side and getting this thing going again.
Well, obviously excited. You know, heard about the rivalry when I came 4 years ago, and 2 years ago we came together for a great cause with the Showdown for Hurricane Relief, and created a lot of excitement. I saw the passion and was hopeful at some point something would happen. So when Jeff came on board just over a year ago at KU, I reached out and we talked a little bit, and then he said he was going to monitor the situation, and so we've been connected and started talking and having discussions, and so we were excited about it coming together yesterday.
And Jeff, from your standpoint, how much convincing of Bill Self did you have to do on this one?
Well, you know, when I arrived, I asked the question, you know, how did our coaches feel? We met as head coaches, certainly had individual conversations, and Bill was certainly very important to helping us get to a place to restart the rivalry. But, you know, I said that Kansas folks really needed to make this decision. So over the last 12, 14 months, I've listened to them and we talked. And then ultimately, I think it came down to our coaches and Coach Self, the rivalry was maybe slipping away, and we thought it was important for our program and for really our university and college basketball. It's a great rivalry. So, you know what, when the Kansas folks got momentum and got behind it, as I talked quietly, it felt like the right time to do it, and then we went to work with Jim to make it a reality.
And how much of this also was done, you know, for Kansas City because of how important the rivalry is here and how important Kansas City is to both of you guys?
I'll let Jeff go first there.
Well, for us, KC is important. It's important to the university. We recruit a lot of students out of there. We get a lot of student athletes from there. And then we've had an ongoing relationship with the Sprint Center, and we felt this first year it was important to, you know, kind of meet our obligation. We felt like we had an obligation there. So that's why it starts in the Sprint Center and then ends in the Sprint Center. Adds the symmetry of it. It's our home game the first year, and then the final season, it's Missouri's home game.
Jim?
Yeah, obviously Kansas City is important to us, and this year we're playing a tournament there, and it's one of, even though it's a couple hours away, it's one of our largest areas as far as our season ticket base, even for basketball, and so. Important on a lot of fronts. Our chancellors were involved. They were at AAU meetings yesterday, and we're having discussions about the series, and they really helped push it forward. So I'm excited on all fronts. Our fans are excited. I know Coach Martin believes in playing, you know, tough games, and this is a great program that KU has, and we want to compete against that, and it'll be fun to do it over the next 6 years.
For both of you guys, have you guys worked harder at establishing a game and trying to schedule a game than maybe you have on this Kansas-Missouri deal?
Start with Jeff.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, you know, yeah, this came together pretty easily. It may not be the right word, but I think when you had both parties willing to make something happen, it came together pretty easily, Jim.
Yeah, I think so. Like we said, we've talked on and off for a while, and we've known each other for a long time, so that helped, being able to trust someone as you're having, you know, very confidential conversations. And actually, we had a lot of fun just springing it on all of you media guys yesterday or last night. So that was fun as well.
It was well done. I'll give you that. Hey, Jim, we want to get greedy a little bit. Is there a chance we could, I don't know, maybe play a second game as part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge every year?
Actually, we talked about that, and it won't be part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. So we'll just keep it with one.
Oh, man, I think you need to go with two.
That'd be great.
With everybody
spot.
Trying to fill buildings, play one game in Columbia, one in Lawrence, man. That's the proposal right there.
That's another step.
That might be too much of a good thing.
I don't know, man. This is pretty good. What about football? Are we ready for a football game?
Yeah, Jeff, let's get this football game going.
Yeah, I think we both alluded to in our releases that we're continuing to talk about other sports, and football is certainly one that we're both interested in. So we're continuing to talk about that. Also, women's basketball, women's sports will be included in this. So we're working on those as we go forward. The basketball one was important and fell into place quite easily. So we're continuing to work on those other sports, so you can expect other announcements going forward.
And so how difficult, though, is it for football? I see games that are scheduled in 2030. Like, is this something that we could realistically do, like, in a time frame that, like, people can grasp, you know?
Yeah, I think that's – I was just going to get to that football takes a little bit longer. You know, obviously basketball schedules are set just – a year or less in advance, a lot of them, and so football takes a longer, but hopefully we'll get some dates that are, and we're looking at dates together that can work in the shorter. It won't be 2032 for the first game if we can get it all done. So it'll be sooner than that.
And is that one that would be at Arrowhead, or is that campus sites? How do you guys envision that? Jim, we'll start with you. How do you envision the football game playing out?
Well, we're having discussion. We've played at Arrowhead before, and I think that would be a great location for us to do it, and it's not out of the realm of possibility of having a home and home as well.
That's pretty cool. Guys, congratulations on getting this done. I think for Kansas City and both fan bases, it's something that's ready to happen and ready to get back after it again. So I'm glad both schools can get on the same page. This is cool.
Well, thanks for having us on. Thank you.
You got it, guys. Thanks. Take care.
Thank you.
Jim Sterk, the athletic director at Mizzou. Jeff Long, the athletic director at Kansas. Basketball's on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Others coming soon. And football does take a little bit longer to schedule out. And so to rearrange and to get those things takes a little bit longer. You can't just kind of flip it around. Hey, you guys got an open date on this date? We got an open date on this date for hoops.
Right.
Oh, you guys had this Saturday? We have this Saturday, too. Let's play this game.
Sure.
A little bit easier for basketball. Football takes a little bit of time, but it sounds like from both sides, it's this six-gamer just the beginning.
I think that the most interesting thing from that interview that we took away is that Jim Sterk talked about trusting someone. When you trust someone, you can get it done, and he's talked about the trust that he has for Jeff Long and vice versa. When the Big 12, you know, fell apart and split up, well, that was a big buzzword that was used by people at the University of Kansas especially. I don't know that we can trust these guys over at Mizzou. And now that we've got new blood in basically at every position of, you know, kind of leadership at both Kansas and Missouri, you feel like there is a trust now between the two, a trust that was violated, a trust that didn't exist, because as the old story goes, and we can, you know, tell tales now from when that all happened, Missouri was working both sides of the room. They were trying to date both people at the same time, and whoever was going to come with the best offer, that's ultimately where they were going to go. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when you're telling one side of the room, hey, we're in this, we're together, and then you're telling the other side of the room, hey, we want to be with you, the trust goes away. And that's where Kansas was with the University of Missouri. They didn't trust them because of the way that they handled the exiting of the Big 12 Conference. They thought they were in it with them. They were going to fight the good fight together. And meanwhile, Missouri was negotiating their exit with the SEC. And so it's really good and important, I believe, for this rivalry to have that trust factor back in it. Because without the trust of these two universities in each other, there's no way that this could happen. And it's good to hear that both of those guys seemingly trust each other now, and the programs and the athletic departments can trust each other as much as rivals can trust each other.
Yeah, and both athletic departments have turned over as well since that point in time.
Yeah.
Jim Sterk, Jeff Long have obviously knowledge of each other and both being in the SEC. Jeff Long was at Arkansas prior to coming to Kansas. Kind of knows that deal as well. Kind of fresh eyes on the whole thing from both.
Right.
And then obviously, Bill Self was the last really remaining holdover from that entire time. And once he kind of gave the blessing,
right,
things were definitely moving forward after they got that exhibition game and saw how fun that was for everybody involved. By the way, Michael Porter played in that game. Remember?
He did?
Yeah, yeah.
He played at Mizzou?
Yeah, yeah. So it was when he was healthy. He played in that game. I mean, that had a lot of juice for an exhibition game. This one's going to do the same thing for a regular season game, and it only makes sense to add the other sports as well. They've faced off a couple times in, like, postseason things, and it almost felt you still kind of got that uncomfortable, like, oh, these two.
Yeah.
Make it comfortable again, and then make it uncomfortable for the fans, because everybody wants to get back after it. I think time is right for the fans to get after
it. Well, I think it is, too, and I continue to see from some Kansas fans, I don't care, this doesn't mean, it means a lot. Don't kid yourself.
When that game comes up, you're not going to be turning your back and going, this is just another game.
Yeah,
you're not going to.
Don't lie to yourself. Don't try to fool yourself. This game means a lot. I tried to lie and fool to myself for a long time, and I realized I was just lying and fooling to myself about the importance
it's gonna be
of
fun.
This game. It is going to be a lot of fun, and we also have to give credit, and we'd be remiss by not crediting Kathy Nelson, the head of the sports commission, for getting this thing done, because, you know, part of her vision back in 2017 with the charity game was to find a way to make this, you know, a year-round, every year type of game. And I think because of her, I mean, she's a great mediator, a great negotiator, like the Winston Churchill of Kansas City. You know, she can have everybody come in the middle and meet and figure this thing out. And for her to be able to get everybody on both sides, I think she had a lot to do with this in you know, kind of bringing the olive branch together between these two universities and saying, hey, this can happen. Here's how it can happen. This is what we can do. And so we got to give Kathy a lot of credit as well for figuring this out and bringing these two sides together and making peace and getting this thing moving in the right direction and back to where it should be, and that's playing every single year.
It's going to be fun. Starting next season at the Sprint Center, two games on each of the campuses twice, I should say, and then back to Sprint Center to conclude that six-year deal, and hopefully the first of just playing this thing every year. First meeting, though, in the regular season since 2012. Our thanks to Jim Sterk and Jeff Long for dropping by.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.